At the UW-Madison Veterinary School, most of the patients don't sit quietly in the waiting room. A golden retriever named Bourbon is coming in for physical therapy.
Bourbon, you put on weight. Look at you.
Doesn't she look pretty?
Look at you.
You just won't believe what she can do.
The therapy was the suggestion of Dr. Paul Manley, who operated on the canine's four legs when the animal was less than a year old. That was to correct the dog's hip and elbow sockets, which weren't fitting correctly.
After surgery, Bourbon had a lot of difficulty getting around, just standing up, normal functioning.
The golden retriever, who once couldn't stand for more than 5 seconds at a time, now can straddle a balance ball and clamber up a ramp with the help of canine rehabilitator Courtney Arnaldi. Then there's some canine leg stretches after a much needed water break.
No, yeah, she likes her breaks.
Hour-long sessions at the UW Vet School cost about $60 initially. Subsequent checkups are less expensive, and owners can also do some pet therapy at home.
You know, animals are part of the family, so I think as people get physical therapy and rehab themselves, they're wondering how they can apply that to animals, and it's really been beneficial.
Arnaldi is among the first certified canine rehab practitioners in the Madison area. Others have been operating for up to 5 years in Tennessee, North Carolina, and Colorado. Shamin Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.